Listeners be advised. The Holiloquy podcast discuss matters related to the human experience and many that are sexual in nature. Due to this, some conversations may surround triggering topics such as sexual violence, self-harm, abuse, and much more. Please be advised. A list of crisis and psychological resources will be available in the show notes of this episode. With that said, let's get started with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please, as we go through the following safety instructions.
In the event that there is a loss of cabin pressure, oxygen mask will drop from the overhead. Place the mask over your nose and mouth. Breathe normally as oxygen is flowing, even if the mask is not expanding. Be sure to adjust your own mask before helping others.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. This is your favorite host, Vernon T. Scott, also known as Slater Jackson, and for you freaky motherfuckers out there, Sebastian Adams. On today's episode, we are talking about mental health and relationships. With me, I am joined by the phenomenal Adrian. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing great. I just drank some apple juice, and it was banger.
And so I don't know if I even mentioned this on the podcast. I feel like I did, but I had an addiction to the apple juice, the juice of the apples. And the shit is good. Like, I don't understand. Like, if there was to be a war over, like, which juice is the best, apple juice is winning, hands down. Now, I'm not going to say that orange juice is not a close second, because that girl right there, orange. The Ron hot? Oh, my God.
That Ron hot.
Look, if we're going to go with her, or are we going to go with he? That nigga, I don't know. Has that kick that will, oh, my God. Yes, orange juice. And the crazy thing is, I consider myself a lemonade connoisseur, but
I love lemonade. Same.
If we got to go with like fruit juices, apple juice wins. Then there's orange juice, and then it's lemonade. Like,
this is not an ad, but like, when you come back to Atlanta, I'm gonna take you to this place called First Watch. They have a lavender lemonade, and it is so fucking good. Ooh, lavender mint.
Delicious. You know, so I know, because you're not ever going to be in Statesboro, but we do need to make a trip there. But there's, we need to make a trip there. There's this place called Sumo Tea. It's kind of like sumo, but it's not sumo. But they have some very delicious teas, and they actually, I think they have a lavender lemonade too. That shit is banging. So I would love to compare. Like, we gonna have to make like a whole Georgia trip.
Yes.
So like, yeah, we need to go to all these places. Like, if you know of any restaurants that you're trying to like send Vernon and Adrian to, and also possibly pay for them, because we have to make the drive there, and gas is expensive, y'all. Gas is real.
Eggs is $6. Let's talk about that.
They talking about, oh, look, inflation, all blah 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 blah. Granted, we all know that it's corporate greed, but you know, the inflation this, inflation that, where the gas prices going up, blah blah blah. We're going to do everything that we can to bring them down. Bring those bitches down, like down. I want to see $2. I want to see $1.50. Okay, I want to see affordable gas prices, because I'm tired of going out and having to pay over $20 for my car. Okay, I'm tired. Sometimes I'm just like, do I want to just coast on through on fumes today, Lord? Or do I want to secure the fact that I'm going to make it home?
Hey, man. Shit, without you, I wouldn't have made it home, because I definitely left work on E and went back to work on E. And then I was broke.
Look, I've definitely been there. I've definitely, like, oof. I think like it was a couple months ago. Like I work down the street from my apartment. Like it's a 10-minute drive. I only make like four turns. So I'm like, I only got $2 in my account and I don't get paid until the end of the month. And it's like 3 days before the end of this damn month. What kind of risk do I want to take today, Lord?
I have definitely overdrafted because I knew I was going to get paid before the fee went. I have done it. Let me hold that,
Truist be on some fucked up shit. Like they be playing games with my money, and I just be like, bitch, I know
Truist.
that it was supposed to drop today. It is
Dude.
supposed to drop today, and y'all ass is not gonna do this. You know that Monday always gets me, because you know they wait till Tuesday to get everything out of there, and I'm like, okay, you know, like things are great. Before this, I was in the positive. Everything's looking good. So I'm thinking, oh, look, this one little balance that came out close to midnight that I didn't even know came out of my account. It literally came like at 11 o'clock that night, because I got the email receipt when it processed, and it was, you know, those auto pay things, subscription. So I'm like, I woke up at 1 a.m. and I'm like, okay, I can beat them, get to the bank real quick. I have a little bit of cash. Let me just put this cash in there, bring that balance over. I wake up that next morning. They done overdrafted my account. I was like, this shit happened at like damn near at midnight. What the fuck you mean? The overdraft.
You should give me time to see it and put some money there. Then you ain't gotta do
Exactly. Like, why we gotta do this? Why we gotta do this? Luckily, I got paid a couple days after that, but still, why do we have to do this? Why are y'all punishing people for not having money in their damn account? Just deny the payment like y'all used to. You know, that's the thing. Because I
They
looked
let
at
them go through because they want to hit you with the overdraft.
they do. I looked at the overdraft agreement, which I ended up taking myself off of that. But the overdraft thing says that the only they won't allow any new payments to go through. Like you can't just make a random payment for something that you haven't been paying for on a regular basis from your card. So like if I go to Walmart, it has a chance of going through. If I went to Costco, some place I don't ever go to often. I probably should be shopping at Costco a lot more now. But if I go to Costco, it's probably not going to go through because I don't shop there frequently. However, all subscriptions that you have, everything that you have enrolled in autopay will automatically process regardless of how much money's
If
in
you
there.
had the money,
I was
yeah.
like, the fuck is that? No, let me go ahead and get myself out of that. I'm thinking I've removed myself from the overdraft protection, meaning if they, you know, take some money out of my account and it overdrafts, I don't have to pay a fee or anything because it probably shouldn't have been going out anyways. Nope, you still get a 35. I'm like, what is overdraft protection protecting me from? If I overdraft, if I do, and I overdraft if I don't, like what are you protecting me from? Because either way,
Right.
this is the poorest of protections, bitch. It's ridiculous. Fuck these banks. This is bad for my mental health, okay?
Facts.
I had to say that so we can get back on topic. Because it's
That
also really bad for my mental health. That's
is
just
a segue for your ass.
exactly. So the thing, one of the important things that I do want to talk about as it relates to mental health is therapy. Like just the conversation about therapy. I've been to therapy. I'm in therapy. I know you've been to therapy. You're in therapy. What has your therapy journey been like for you? And what is some messages that you want to share to people out there who have not gone through that journey yet?
So my therapy journey, I had an amazing therapist, Claudia. Shout out to you. You the one, you the goat. Yeah, I had an amazing therapist. She was really like a home girl, like no cap. And like it was nothing I couldn't tell her. You know, I couldn't cry, I could scream, I could do whatever I needed to do, no judgment, you know what I'm saying? So that was really wonderful. Overall, I highly, highly recommend therapy. Even if you think you are perfectly fine and you got it all, no, you don't. And you need therapy too. Like, because therapy comes with so many things. Like, it's not just, oh, someone trying to play in your head. That's not it at all. It's basically you forming a bond or trust with a professional that can help you unearth those demons and go into the corners of your mind that you refuse and probably shouldn't go into alone. They're like a guide, you know what I'm saying? So yes, they are in your head to an extent, but you open the door, you allow them in, and they don't go anywhere that you don't tell them. A lot of things that I found to be interesting is you can be unaware of a lot of fuck shit that you do because you don't know that it's fuck shit, to be honest. Some shit you do know. I'm not saying that, you know, people fuck up and be like, oh, I never knew. Come on, bro, you fucking knew. But there are some things like behaviors and coping mechanisms or strategies or, you know, things that we inherently do as people that can be problematic that we don't recognize as problematic because we cannot connect that dot. We don't have that training to see those connections. And a therapist does. And you see them. And now once you're made aware of them, what you're going to do about them, you know? And it's really, it's something that one, you should not attempt if self improvement and healing is not your goal. If you do not want to do that, don't waste your time or your money, you know, or their time, because there's plenty of people that need this service. So don't waste it. But if you want to be the best version of yourself, which is always constantly evolving, you need someone to help you achieve that. Humans are social creatures, you know what I'm saying? Connections and forming bonds, that's what we're here to do. So why not do that with someone that can help you become the best you? I know in my culture, in the Black community, therapy's frowned upon. You know, pray about it, sleep on it, you know, and just internalize your trauma until you die. We're not doing that. Like, we're not, our generation, like, that's not even me being facetious. We're not doing that. We as millennials are like, look, it's hard out here. Like, I've been through several natural disasters. I've been through several crises of the country. I've been through an insurrection and a pandemic. I need someone. And I'm not finna pray about it, because cool, praying about it is cute, but God made therapists. And I feel like that's gonna be my judge. Like, we as a generation, from millennials down, we not fucking with that internalizing our trauma. We're gonna deal with it. We're gonna call it out. We're gonna talk about it. And a therapist is great for that. Actually, I have a psychiatrist as well, which is basically, my therapist, she went to do other things. So she basically told me that I have grown to the point where she doesn't need to see me as frequently. And, you know, I have the tools and things that I need to handle life, whatever. But now I have a psychiatrist, and they do everything your therapist does, but they also can prescribe medicine. Medicine is not always needed in therapy. You know, sometimes you just need to talk it out. You know, just get it out. What can you say? Say it just to say it, see what it sounds like. just say it. Get it out of you. Once you stop carrying that load, you free yourself up to do other things.
The Holiloquy podcast focuses on the variability of sexual expression. When it comes to sexual expression, we often depend on pornography to illustrate how one must perform sexually. For those who have not learned this by now, the stuff you see in porn is not real. Pornography provides a singular perspective of sexual expression that is not often the reality we see during our own sexual encounters. The Holiloquy podcast is a conversation that takes you outside of the compressed box of what many know about sex. Some of the topics we discuss includes kinks, condom usage, status disclosure, and past sexual experiences. The Holiloquy podcast steps out on sexual norms and recognizes that the norm is not the only normal. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
See what it sounds like. Just say it. Get it out of you. Once you stop carrying that load, you free yourself up to do other things. But then there are cases where you may need a little help. You feel me? Like, it turns out I was smoking heavily because a bitch had anxiety and depression. I didn't know I had anxiety and depression. I just knew that when I didn't smoke, life came at me crazy and I had no way to handle it. And when I did smoke, I could, you know, be down for whatever. And by exploring that with my therapist and my psychiatrist, we found out that a nigga struggling. I have a chemical imbalance in my brain. And that switch causes me to flip between anxiety and depression. So then they prescribed a drug that regulates that for me. And I've been all the happier and better for it. I sleep better. I eat better. Lost weight. You know what I'm saying? Like, became super productive, even more so at work. It just really turned my life around. I'm not going to say that I don't still have the same struggles that led me to therapy. I do. But they are nowhere near the level of difficulty and problematic as they were when I started. And people tell me all the time, people who've known me for some time, they can tell that I'm different. You know what I'm saying? Like, they see the changes and they think I'm all the better for it. And they're very proud of me. So if you feel like you need help, or even if you don't, if you want help, but you're afraid of what people are going to think, what the stigmas are, therapy is your journey. It is what you make it. Mm-hmm. And you have to advocate for your mental health, because without that, baby, you're going to have a shitty time on this thing we call life.
That is a fact right there. And for anybody who's trying to figure out how they find a therapist, look in the show notes. Literally, I have that in every single episode. Like somewhere between mid season one on forward, you will always find that in the show notes, because these resources are really important for everybody. Like, you, therapy really does help a lot. I know even for myself. Eddie, shout out to you, Eddie. Like, fuck yeah. Love that man. Really, he was like, I had three therapists. So actually four, if I count like the school counselor back in elementary school, but I don't. Because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. But yeah, with my experience with my first therapist, and I had a psychiatrist for a short period of time, and they were like my first therapist, she wasn't really that much of a help. And she was a student, like she was going through her internship phase, and it's not necessarily bad for her or any person that's going through that point of their career, because they mm-hmm. can be very beneficial for other people, just not all people. And that's like all therapists, like you have to find the right one. Sometimes mm-hmm. you might come across the one that you think is good, and then you realize they're not the best for you, and mm-hmm. they could have helped your best friend. It's just you have to find the right fit for you. And that right fit for me happened to be Eddie. And Eddie brought me from a very, very deep, dark place that I was at during 2021. In 2020. And like, even on the podcast, if anybody goes back to last season, if it's still available, there was an episode that I released of during my time dealing with psychosis. And then I just did a little recap of everything that happened, you know, leading after that. Like, if it wasn't for Eddie, I don't know where I would be. Like the man really did bring me from darkness to finding myself again. And during that process, I learned that I really did need to stop allowing me to give myself to so many other people and not really focus on me. Because that was like my true problem. And, you know, some people think that's a really good thing. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. If you're not focusing on yourself, if you're not making time for yourself, making sure that you become a priority, then I'm sorry, you're just going to be spiraling into a very deep, dark place that you don't want to be, and it's not fun. You do have to make that time for self-care, make that time to talk about the things that are really disturbing you, making you feel uneasy, making you unhappy, and figure out ways of improving your life the best way that you can. And for me, Eddie was able to do that. He helped me see that, you know, you need to shut some doors. You need to cut yourself off from a lot of people. And those who remain after you go through this is probably the ones that you need to keep in your life. And just by doing that and realizing who fell off, who decided to come back, who reached out, and all of those things showed me that I am appreciated. I was valuing a lot of people who did not appreciate me more than I appreciated them. And I began to appreciate myself a lot more too. So therapy really does help. It really does help you grow. And like you said, if you're not in a space where you yourself want to improve, or you don't want to change anything in your life, then therapy is not going to work. It's not something that's going to fix you. It's not something that's going to cure you from anything, but it's going to teach you ways of living with whatever you have. It will teach you how to, like you said, cope with what's going on in your life, have different mechanisms that you, different tools that you can use when certain situations come up. Like, even for myself, I cannot hear fireworks without going back to 2020 at all. And because of that, I have to remind myself it's not a gunshot that's going on. It's just fireworks. I'm not in danger. I'm not being tortured. I'm not being bombarded on a regular basis with these noises. It's just a time of celebration for other people. If you step outside, you will see what's going on. If you step outside, you will see the fireworks going on. You're okay. You're in a good space. You're not in that environment that you once were. And that's one of the things that I have to remind myself, even when it comes to very high winds, because I was very close to a tornado that touched down in Nashville in 2020. And there was some PTSD that formed from that. I have to remind myself on a regular basis. It's just wind. You're good. Like, you can go outside, look in the sky, all is well. Nothing's coming at to get you. Granted, there was the storm that passed you a couple days. I'm glad I got therapy today. Good Lord, because this wind is way too strong. I don't know what you're trying to do today, Lord, but if you try, take me away. Like, what we trying to do?
Not pocket full of sunshine.
Look, what is up? But yeah, like, definitely utilize those services and just focus on you. Like, there's so much happiness that we can find in our lives if we just choose to be happy. And going to therapy is making an active decision of choosing to be happy. And the amount of truth that you get in therapy is amazing. If you can't accept it, look, it's going to be a journey. And what are some things that you've gained in terms of utilizing therapy and how to maneuver as it relates to relationships?
Ooh, so therapy really helped me in my relationships. Honestly, that was the catalyst to my journey, which was I went through a very bad breakup, and actually, technically, two a year apart. But excuse me, the breakup is what sent me to that place of healing, or wanting to get to that place of healing. So in therapy, I learned the root of a lot of very traumatic and toxic behaviors that I had, which then caused me to confront those issues and people involved for my own personal growth and closure. And now, I was able to develop new behaviors and attributes that are more conducive to long-term successful relationships. So that is something that I would say is a good takeaway from me starting therapy. Number two would be the ability to recognize other people's issues faster than they can, and therefore navigate them in a more healthy, conflict-free, or low conflict way. And what I mean by that is, when, like, let's say I'm speaking to someone, and out of nowhere, their mood and their behavior changes, and they become confrontational. I can see now, because of having gone through therapy, you're not upset that I said Jordans are not as cool as Adidas. You're upset because you have Adidas and you feel hit that I said Jordans are even on that level. And I'm not sucking Adidas dick like you are, because that's your preference, not mine. And because I have an opinion that differs from yours, you are now apprehensive. You are now, you want smoke. And I have two options. I can either give you what you're asking for, which would lead to more issues and fallout and probably end this relationship or friendship or whatever, or I can understand and ascertain where you are and adjust my actions and behaviors, because the only thing that I, Adrian Drake, can control is me. I can adjust my behaviors and actions to where they are more palatable for you and clarify what I meant by the comment that I made that triggered you. And by doing that, now you're not triggered. You understand where I'm coming from, and we can go on about our day. You know, without going through therapy, I would not be able to assess that situation, one, to that level of clarity, and two, as quickly as I'm able to. You know, I would have just retaliated, and not only retaliated, but basically become the aggressor. He goes, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Like, to calm it all the way down before I calm it for you. And that's not always it, you know? I used to have a belief that, you know, there is no healthy or conflict-free way to handle situations, because my experience was whenever I would handle things, you know, very discreetly or conflict-free, it didn't go to the resolution that I needed, or if there ever was a resolution reached. It's kind of like, you just, okay, well, you know, you said your piece, I said my piece, was sweeping under the rug and we're going to move on. But when I show my ass, now I got everybody's attention. Now y'all on go. Now y'all scared. Now y'all want me to calm down, Trey, don't do, like, it's not that deep. No, because I said it nice and you thought I was chilling. And so now when I say it mean, I get the result that I need. So what do? I'm going to be mean. No, I should not. Therapy taught me that I should not come out of my character for a situation. If there's a situation that causes me to have to be something I do not want to be, or that is not healthy for me to be, then I do not have to engage in that situation. You can always leave. People may call it running. People may call it avoidance. People may call it whatever it is, but you know what you're capable of. You know the consequences of alleged actions that you may want to take. Why not be your best advocate? If you can't do nothing else, shut up and leave.
Exactly.
Shut up and leave. And you get those tools in therapy. So now I'm able to handle just about any situation very calmly. And not only calmly, but effectively, I can get the resolution that I need without bringing the hammer. That's something that I was not trying to get that lesson. Like, I was like, no, I need to apply pressure. I need to let them know I'm gonna be in your ass. Fuck with your mama, don't fuck with me. But I didn't have to do that. I don't have to do that. And it turns out I wanted to do that. That was what we discovered. Because of my own needs for gratification and recognition, I chose to take those routes, and I didn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So once I became more fulfilled in myself and spoke to that inner child and assuaged it in a way where it understands that it does not call the shots, and that its way of seeing the world is not the way that we as a unit, as Adrian, need to navigate it. You know, once you get that inner child in check, now you don't need the gratification or the recognition that you crave by showing your ass. You don't need it. You learn a healthier way to deal with things. You feel better. And you, interestingly enough, depending on the maturity level of the people you're dealing with, they will recognize that and understand that this could have gone a whole other way, but it didn't because of Adrian's self-control. Let me also rein myself in, so that we can come to a complete resolution that will protect the relationship that we have in place.
Exactly. Like, this right here is why therapy is important to people. Like, a lot of some people really do question how I can just either be very forgiving of people as well as just continue on with my day. Like, one of the things that I am known to say, it is what it is. And I don't mean that to dismiss anything. It's just to say, it's a part of the reality. It happened. It is there. what you cannot change it. Like, it is what it is. You either have to deal with it or not deal with it, go somewhere. It's, you have the power to, like, literally allow anything to impact you or not impact you. Something happens, it happened. Do you want to deal with it or no? If you do want to deal with it, how are you planning on dealing with it? If you don't, are you ever going to want to? What's, are you avoiding it for some reason or whatever the case is? But whatever, it is what it is. It's not to say that, oh, you don't want to work on anything. No, it's not that. You can still work on things, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And like, I will say one of the things, like, sometimes I do choose violence and I do it openly and willingly and happily because I'm going to be great at the end of the day because I'm back on my gaslight people with accountability shit. I don't know why. Motherfuckers was just acting up and I'm just like, here we are. Right. You're going to be accountable for whatever the fuck you say.
And don't get me wrong. Therapy is not a cure-all. There are situations where you just have to go there. You have to. But the degree in which you go there, how you go there, what mitigates when you go there, that is what therapy is going to help you work through.
Exactly.
But sometimes a foot up your ass is what you need. I have to beat you up because you're not listening. I have said it so many ways and you still think it's a game. So sometimes a soft ass is what you need when your head is too hard to hear what I'm trying to do.
Exactly.
And like, I'm gonna beat your ass with love.
Like the amount of different ways you can communicate the same thing, which is very useful. And you have to do, you do need to know your partners or your friends or relatives. You need to know other people's communication style and also be willing. Like I had
to adapt.
Yeah, I had an argument with a cousin and I like when you know your people, when you know the people that you surround yourself with, your family members and all that, you know what can trigger them as well as what triggers you, and you can start mapping how conversations may end up going, and there's multiple routes. I'm of that mindset that if I see that the conversation is going to go somewhere where I'm going to end up stepping out of character, I'm going to vocalize, let's not go that route. Let's not have that conversation. Can we talk about something else? I'd rather not focus on this thing in particular because I don't want to upset you and I don't want to upset myself. We can go different ways with this. But if this individual decides to go that way, then here we are. We're in this moment. I've done all my de-escalation. I've tried to avoid this conversation. I tried to do everything possible to keep us from this point here. And now we've arrived. I have a decision. Am I going to be godly or am I going to be a sinner? My hands stay clean and they say cleanliness is next to godliness. So I'm going to sin today.
Ooh. I see that. Amen. On this good Sunday night.
Exactly. Look, I've done everything possible for you to keep us from having to be in this position where there's going to be hurt feelings. I guess in this moment, you feel as though that the validation that you need are those hurt feelings, and I'm willing to provide.
That's another thing I learned, that walking away is okay. You know, I was raised that quitting is a no-no and you don't do that under no circumstances. If your word is your bond, you say you don't do it, you do it.
No.
Situations can change. And if a situation is no longer conducive to you, if it's affecting you adversely, you have every right to leave that situation.
Exactly.
Period. And no, fuck what people got to say. It's not their business and they are not you. Because one thing about people, they always gonna have some shit to say.
Speak on it.
But you have to decide what you will give credit to, what you will allow to be the seed planted in your mind, what you will give validation to. You can tell me all day that gay girl named Adrian, you know, ain't shit. I know that I am not. I'm the contrary. I am shit. I'm the shit sometimes. So you believing that niggas named Adrian ain't shit, that's your opinion, which you are entitled to as an individual and free moral agent in this world. However, I do not have to accept your opinion of me. Exactly. And if your opinion of me makes interacting with you difficult for me, goodbye.
Exactly. Like, this is why I know I shouldn't say it. Most definitely with some of my family members, they say, you need to stop saying that. But when I say I don't care about something, I really don't care. It doesn't mean that I lack any kind of love for a person or anything like that. It's just a situation itself. I'm not being affected by it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to ruin my mood, which is probably heavenly at the moment, because why? I feel great. I feel I'm in a wonderful state of mind. I don't care mm-hmm. whatever the fuck you got going on that you think I'm supposed to feel bad about. Like, deal with your shit.
That's because you have found the peace, which therapy helps you do. Yes. You found peace. And once you get a taste of peace, baby, you will do anything to protect you. Girl. Like, you, like, I'm like, yo, when I finally experienced true peace, oh, that was it. That was it. I feel good. You know, I'm smoking. I'm chilling. I'm in my zone. Nothing's bothering me. Bills paid. Dog fed. I'm cool. And you want to come over here and star shit with me? Girl, bye. Boy, bye. Exactly. Bitch, bye. Like, no. It's so easy to be like, yeah, nah. I'm cool.
I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate you. I love you. Like, I am so quick to just be like, you know, I think they just need to go to therapy. Or have you thought about therapy about to deal with this? Have you talked to someone Same. About that? Oh, mm-hmm. you really do need to speak to somebody about that, because look, I feel for you.
I don't know. I had an argument with someone and I literally read them for Phil. From a therapeutic aspect, okay. I was like, the reason you're doing all of this is because you are afraid. You see what I bring to the table and you like what I bring to the table and you want what I bring to the table, and that scares you because it's been 2 weeks. I'm gonna let you figure this out. I'm not gonna wait around. You take the time you need to figure out what you need, and when you figure that out, you know where I'll be. Hit me up, and that's it. And sis was shook. Don't therapize me. You ain't no therapist. Da 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 da. But I just read you like a book, babes. Yeah. You people see it. Like
they don't like the honesty that comes with, you know, seeing them in their actions for what they are. Like,
it can't hurt. I see you. Like, and because I see you, I want to move accordingly. And you have no one to blame but who? You.
Like, this is why I really don't like it when people just come to me and just be trying to say random ass shit or tell me about their lives, because it gets to a point when I'm just like, okay, you're trying, I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do, but now you got my attention. And depending on my mood, you might get red. And if my mood is good, it's going to be something very lighthearted, or I'm just going to tell you things bluntly, not in such a way that you need to really go set up a therapy session. But I'm probably going to be like, look, I don't know what the hell you got going on, but just to let you know, I can tell that you have a lot of insecurities that you're dealing with that you want to express with other people, but I'm not that person. I need you to go ahead and find them, connect with them, have the conversations that you need. But at the end of the day, I'm good and I'm trying to stay good. So find out what the fuck you need to do with your life, get that together, and then we could have a conversation at a later date. You good?
It's like, have you noticed that, like, since going through therapy, when you enter a negative situation, your response is different? Like, pre-therapy, you would be like, bitch, we can hit. Like, it is what it is. Come get this ass. Like, but post-therapy, you is like, now why is she doing that? What could be the cause of that? What actions did I take that may have contributed to this outcome? Look. You know, you're able to look objectively at you, which mm-hmm. is not, that's against human nature. Human nature is to look at everything from your point of view. But therapy kind of pulls you out of that and gives you the ability to go, yo, we are here. Then let's figure out how we got here and let's figure out where we want to go.
Exactly.
It is so fucking therapy saved my life.
When you can literally hold yourself accountable for your actions and still be like, look, I definitely apologize for my part in this. Mm-hmm. And I was definitely in the wrong. And then also continued that. It's like, but whenever you're willing to talk about your part in all of this, I'm more than willing to have this conversation. If you're unable to do so in this moment, I understand. But just know we do need to have that conversation at one point.
Yes. And the fact of the matter is, like, what I'm struggling with now, well, not struggling, but what I'm working on or focused on now is accepting that I will almost, like, well, excuse me, learning to accept that even though someone is wrong, that apology may never come.
Ooh, girl.
But I have to be comfortable with knowing that I handled the situation to the best of my ability. Exactly. And I did not exacerbate it, nor did I prolong it. It is handled. And maybe not to the point of my satisfaction, but it has been dealt with. Look. And move on. That shit is hard, Vernon, because Adrian does not like when I do not feel heard, seen, and acknowledged. Don't ignore me. I don't like that. So, you know, if I say sorry, you probably got an apology that you need to go on and run me. So... Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to stop waiting. Because it may never come.
My specialty back in the day is helping these young people realize that they would probably never get the closure that they're looking for. And that's like, if you don't know this, listeners, whoever you are out there, again, I'm taking this about like a little bit in church. You're in the third pew. Nope, this person, you're in the fourth pew. I see you. You can even turn to your neighbors on this and let them know that the closure is up to you. You cannot expect closure from another person. You, like, stop looking for closure in other people. They do not owe you that. It will be great, but you have to close doors yourself. And once you're able to do that, you grow from that. And you accept that you will probably never know the answer of why they behave the way that they behave, why they said the things that they said. But it's not you to figure out or characterize or even assume what caused them to behave the way that they did or say what they said. All you can do, right, have ownership of what you did within that moment, what you said, what you did, and keep it moving. They don't owe you not one penny. They don't owe you a damn thing. Only person that owes anybody anything is you owe yourself the freedom of moving on.
Right.
But like, I even remember I had to do like a little, I was talking to my best friend and she was stuck on this dude that, you know, she's been with for some time. And I just told her, open her front door and leave the door open, come sit down with me, and told her, call out old dude's name and tell him to close the door. Because that's essentially what people are doing every time they want somebody else to have that conversation with them, to close that door.
Right.
You just have to get up and close it yourself. That's the only way. If you really want closure, do it yourself.
Right.
But again, it is convenient if they have that maturity and they're able to have that conversation with you in a mature way, but don't expect it to happen. It may never come.
Yep.
So a part of this episode, I don't know if we even should even go into it because we went into some deep areas. But it's about reality TV. And if I'm not mistaken, it's most because every time I see reality TV, I see trauma responses. That's all I see. Like, if I watch Love and Hip Hop and they're ready to fight and all this other stuff, it's because of a trauma response. This is the only way they know how to handle things, so they act upon that. And because this is something that's on TV, it's something that's being normalized, and people who don't know how to control themselves or know how to have adult conversations with other people when they have conflict, they reflect their behaviors based off of what they see on TV, because what you see on TV to many people is the acceptable things of our society, and not realize these behaviors might not be healthy.
Right. And reality TV is not real. Ooh, they set those situations up. They stage them. It's really drama is the goal of reality TV. Nonsense, some type of conflict, fallout, whatever. It's to create views. And, you know, it's even got to the point where reality TV now has scripted reality TV. that makes fun of reality TV. So it's just the whole, like The Office, for instance, that is a satirical display mocking documentaries, or what you would call a mockumentary. You know, it's, and I love The Office, like, it's fucking funny. But reality is honestly what you fucking make to be, to just be real. Like, it's reality is relative to the person and people in the moments and in time. And also when it comes to, like I said, with TV, it's not real at all. And even though they fan the flames to create these situations, what do they have on set? Security. So you make Jocelyn pop the fuck off on Mimi, and Mimi want to jump on Jocelyn, and then the big black security team come and keep them apart. Like, come on, bruh. Why did you even do that? Why did you even set this up if you weren't going to let them duke it out for views? And it's really just trite and kind of trivial. I'm really not big on reality TV anymore. Maybe that's a side effect of going to therapy, but it's just, it doesn't serve me. Like, I'm just like, yeah, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all doing? People, this is what Drake saying in this song. We had cheese. Why you want to fight with me at cheesecake? This is a place that for families that drive Camrys and go to Disney. They don't need to know all of our business, okay? That Drake, that is a hard ass bar, because he's right. Why are you showing your ass in public?
Exactly. Why? It does not make sense, and I agree. I think that is a side effect of going to therapy. Like, you realize how foolishness a lot of these things are, and how even some of the avoidant behaviors that you see. Like, I really cannot watch most reality TV shows without being triggered, and or not necessarily psychoanalyzing, but just be like, this is just not healthy. This is not okay. These behaviors are ridiculous. What are you doing? Why can't you just not talk to this person? Why are you allowing this drama, that drama, and all these other things? Why is it that we continuously, because, you know, they do this on purpose because they need to have the advertisers of whatever alcohol beverage that they're drinking that day to be on the table and in view. But why are we constantly at a bar having these conversations that's supposed to be public, and you know that we're about to fight? Like, why can we not just invite someone like a therapist into this situation, or somebody who's a relationship coach, and we just talk about these issues together? Why is it that therapy is rarely an option for most people on these shows?
Right.
Like, it's just ridiculousness. It's foolishness. It is trash. I just don't get it. I wish that we did live in a society where we can actually focus on our actual lived experiences and not be so focused on the distractions that emulate what our life's supposed to be.
Right.
Lordy. Well, before we switch over to the Never Have I Ever segment, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience as it relates to reality TV or even therapy, mental health, relationships?
Yes. So in regards to the reality TV, do not emulate that shit, okay? That shit works for NeNe Leakes. It does not work for you, okay? NeNe is going to get a check for showing her ass. You're going to get booked. So don't do it. Like, understand the space that it's created for, and leave those behaviors there. I don't want to go to Walmart and see bitches brawling. Stop it. Stop that shit. Because the Republicans are wilding, and they're taking away more and more rights every day. And pretty soon, it is not going to be safe to be black in this country. It really, really is almost there, but like, it can always be worse. So let's not contribute to that, guys. Reality TV is for entertainment purposes only. As far as therapy, my niggas and bitches, gender non-conforming individuals, whomever you are, get your ass in therapy, okay? It's gonna be, again, if you need help, if you are struggling, if you are masking, if you are doing behaviors, if you don't even recognize yourself anymore, you don't understand why you are doing what you're doing. These are all symptoms that you need to start that journey and find someone that you trust that is able to handle and has the adequate experience and expertise to help you along on that journey. Specifically, my Black brothers and sisters, do not listen to what our parents say. Yes, you can pray about it. I am not saying you can't, but God made science and scientists made drugs that help with issues that you may have. It's still coming from God. So why not put, you know, get therapy and put the prayer and the therapy together and see where you at. Mm. It is very helpful. You don't have to carry the burden alone. You don't have to do things the way mama and big mama said. This is your life. And at the end of it, you want to make sure that you live the life that you wanted to live. And therapy is going to help you do that. And again, therapy is not forever. If you're doing, I don't want to say if you're doing it right, but if therapy is serving its true purpose, you will outgrow it. You will not need it. Mm. Like, for instance, we don't go to the doctor every day. When do we go? When we're sick. So you don't, you know, you may start off with 2 or 3 sessions a week, or, you know, once a week, or, you know, you may have more frequent sessions as you begin, but those just start to begin to taper after you have time. And once you start dealing with issues and growing and learning, you're not going to need it as much. And pretty soon, not as much becomes not as often, and not as often becomes very, you know, as needed, and as needed becomes, you know, as needed. It's just, I think a lot of people think therapy is a crutch, and it is, but it's not a long-term solution. And by that, I mean, it's not something that you're going to have to do forever. Even with the most severe cases, at some point, you will become strong enough to carry that load. And that's when you win. That's when you win therapy. It's a goal to get to that point where you can be self-sufficient and you don't need the hand or the crutch. So if you think it's something that you're going to have to commit to forever, no, you're not. Once you find the right therapist and you're in the right space to heal and commit to yourself, it's not a permanent thing. My therapist broke up with me, bitch. She's not a bitch. Claudia, I love you, babe. But she basically broke it down to me. I'm not abandoning you. I have nothing left to teach you. You got it. You're doing it. You tell me every day of situations that arise, whenever we meet, situations that arise and how you handle them. And you're doing it flawlessly. And it took me 2.5 years. I do still have a psychiatrist because, like I mentioned in the previous episode, I am on medication as well as therapy. And you don't just stop that. Like, you have to taper down off of that. So that's what we're starting the process on for that. But as far as like having my therapist, if I need her, she is there, right? But I don't need her as much as I did 2.5 years ago. And I'm happy about that. I love that. So it's not, people are, like I said, people are always going to talk, but this is your life. Why struggle through it when you can thrive? Therapy is going to help you do that. So just take the steps. And even if you don't know where to go, like Vernon said, it's in the show notes. If y'all find me on social media, I'll be more than happy to refer you to the individuals that I know that specialize in these areas and work in these areas. You know, Adrian is everyone's friend. And I want everybody to win. And I'm going to do my best to ensure that that happens. So if you don't know where to start, if you don't know, you know, any of that, the Holy Loopy Podcast family is here for you. Dr. Vernon T. Scott is here for you and provides the resources, and he has a lot of connections. And this nigga know what he's talking about, y'all. Let me just put that out here. Every degree, every badge, every accolade that nigga earned. Okay? So it is scary. It is a step, and it is a commitment. And it's something that you're going to be better for. So invest in you and take that step.
Hey man, that is the best message. Like, honestly, if anybody's going to talk bad about you for doing better for yourself, let them talk. Regardless, they're going to have your name on the top of their tongue. If you're doing bad or if you're doing good, fuck them. Do you, be happy and find your peace of mind, because peace feels amazing. Like, you protect that. Protect your peace as much as you can so that you be happy out here. Because
as of right now, we all have to like just squeeze upon small nuggets of happiness. And therapy gives you a lot more of those nuggets, a lot more of that space to focus on a lot more things that brings you happiness in your life, rather than just approaching, oh, I just had a good holiday, I just had this one good day at work. Now you get to have several days throughout the year that you can appreciate. Like, take that. That's not a small nugget. That's a brick. Like, sell some bricks out here the right way. Let's do this.
6'7", 7'8"
Look, I will say the last thing, be aware that toxic positivity is a thing. These people out here who's just like positive vibes only, I get what you mean, but you need negativity to keep yourself centered, because you have to experience your negative emotions. You have to experience the negative negative things that you've gone through in your life. Avoiding those and not dealing with those is only going to hurt you in the long run. So don't try to ignore the negativity that comes your way. Now, the negativity from other people, fuck them. You don't have to carry that weight. That's on them to deal with. But make sure you deal with your own things. If you ever have a negative emotion, you feel sad, you feel depressed, sometimes you just got to go through it to get past it. You cannot just jump over that bitch, because guess what? It's going to pull you
drag
right
your ass.
You got to deal with those motherfuckers. Those demons that you have, you better put on some boxing gloves and beat that motherfucking ass. And guess what? Therapy makes it easier. Now you're not dealing with these demons one-on-one. You got two motherfuckers and possibly some medication that gets to boost you up a little bit more. Whatever you need, do what you need to do. On that note, let's get into this Never Have I Ever. Actually, I'm going to do Would You Rather instead. Okay. So this doesn't really fit, but it does fit in a way. So would you rather give a hand job to your partner in public or receive a hand job from your lover in public?
Ooh, I would rather receive one in public, because I feel like that's more of a show.
For me, both of them. Like, might as well, since we doing shit in public anyways. Like, where it just depends on where we located at, because it's like, I'm not trying to be on a park bench like masturbating somebody. That's extremely creepy. Like, why the fuck are you here, you creepy ass motherfuckers? Like, oh my,
yes.
No,
this is a children's park,
and that's even worse. Oh my god, send me to jail right now. I don't know why I was out here, officer. This motherfucker just said that we were just going to be sitting here, and somehow my hand ended on their dick, or their hand on my dick, my hand on in somebody's pussy. I don't know what's going on, officer, but this is where we are.
Okay. Now y'all sex offenders playing by the park.
You know, that's the thing. All these people who just be like, oh, I'm into public play and all this other shit. Where are you trying to do this public sex at? Do you not know? I'm not risking my future because you want to be outside because you're an exhibitionist. No, fam. Yes. We can do this in your own backyard, because that's a lot more safe. But out here in these public streets, where automatically you're listed as a sex offender because you're having sex outside where the public can see you, no. That restricts a lot of options in your life.
Hard pass.
Good for you, though, that you enjoy what you're doing. I'm just not here with it. Let go.
I'd be outside, but it got to be dark.
Look, I need to know.
I'm going to chill the night, baby.
My ass will be on a stakeout for about a month to understand who the fuck be in this area and who does not be in this area. What are the police, their little rounds, where do they go and where they do not go? Because if I'm going to be outside fucking, ain't no way we getting caught. But my luck, the one night that we already out there, who is that over there in that car? Oh, it's time. It is time. Okay, another one.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you rather?
DJ Khaled.
I'm so done. Would you rather work at a strip club or have a partner who works at a strip club?
Oh, I would rather have a partner who works at a strip club, because then I don't have to see it. out of sight, out of mind. Unless I want to, then I can go down there and see it. But if I had to work at a strip club, like, do I gotta mop up the champagne room? Like, I gotta clean jizz all day? Because we all know I'm not gonna be on no damn stage. Y'all ain't gonna throw no fucking quarters at me, bitch. But,
not make it hell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not, that's not my gift. That's not my judge. I'm cool. I'd rather have a partner that works there.
I get that. I will say, it depends on what the club vibe is. If it's like plus size friendly, I'm definitely working that bitch. Like, what you trying to do? Oh my God, let me get my. Let me do some squats because I need to get these legs right before I audition for this damn metaphorical club. Like, my mind is literally thinking I'm really about to go in audition. Calm down, bro.
All I'm saying is, I'm reserving you for the champagne room, daddy. So
listen.
Do what you need to do. Meet me in 4 or 5, daddy.
I'm there. What's up? But I'm also okay with my partner working in the strip club. Can we do this together? Because I don't know. Like,
really? Yeah. Mm-mm.
Look, we could put on a whole ass show and like, see, they ain't ready. Because I'll show y'all what like some true sexual energy is, and y'all gonna be like, hold up, are they fucking? Because I feel like they're fucking, but you know, this can be a performance. No, we fucking, y'all. We are fucking. Not like actually fucking, but the sexual energy will have y'all asking those questions like, okay, I think these two strippers are like fucking each other behind the stage. What's going on there? Like, you know you want to join. You know you want to join. Like, come on. Double dose. Get out of the club, Vernon. You are not there. You're not in that space. What is wrong with you?
What's right with you?
Right? Like, I've been telling myself all weekend that I need to get some of this whole level down because it's way too high. It's way too high. And I don't know.
Somebody's something to get some.
Look, I'm trying.
Do it.
Look, as soon as I need to set up something with this man. Okay. I need to calm down. Okay. I'm good. So, would you like a sex question?
You know I would.
Ooh, yes. Get dirty with me, baby. All right. So, have you ever taken or posed for nude photos? And have you ever sent them to a special someone? The answer is yes for you.
It is. Yes, I have. Yes to both.
I have too. Now I hope she gets back to me soon. I am planning on, I told you about it, you know about this, for my birthday this year, doing a nude photo shoot. And I've reached out to the photographer, and there's a possibility we'll be meeting up the first week of February. And I'm just like, I put in my email because she was like, the first week we didn't have like a definite day, and I was like, okay, just let me know when I can and I will make time for this. I'm calling out. They'd be like, is Vernon not here today? He called out. You know, is
he's
okay?
Winning the poo right now.
Look, this man is somewhere nude, like fuck, having his photo shoot, and y'all don't need to ask no other questions. And I even told my told the photographer, this year the category is body, and literally like that was decided back in like I feel like, was it September when September, I was like, next year I'm focusing on body, meaning even when it comes to the journal, that's going to be body focus and all of that. And I'm just like, and I already had the plans of doing my new photo shoot back last year around my birthday. So I'm just like, it is what it is. The entire damn year is all about body. And if you're not ready to walk the category, then get ready. It's 2023. It's already 2023. If you're not ready, you should have been ready. Step your game up. That means after this episode, you walk in the category. So you better have that confidence, bitch. You better have that confidence. I better see you in these streets with that confidence because you are beautiful. Okay?
Thank you.
And is we walk in body this year. Fuck what everybody else says. You better lift up that shirt, show off some titties, or show off a flat chest, because that's beautiful too. I don't care what it is. Let them know that you are confident in who you are and you are beautiful. Okay?
Yep. And leave Lizzo alone.
Exactly. Leave Lizzo the fuck alone. Bitches out here happy and healthy. And y'all upset. Why? Because she is serving the body the way that you wish you could. Stop hating. Stop hating. Don't get
Dip me your cookies up.
Amen. Okay, so now that I'm, you know, trying to recenter myself and, you know, lessen the whole Adrian, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. I appreciate you so much. Do you have any last words that you would like to share with the audience? You see, you hear this voice. I'm calm now.
I see. not really. We in 2023, y'all. Wear your mask. Wax that ass.
And walk this damn category, bitches. I said. Body all 2023. It's been
all
said.
All 2023.
Ooh, you know, so I have like a separate cover for the seasons, and I've really been thinking about being the cover for 2020, well, season two, but I don't know for sure. It depends on what this looks like. Like if the photo shoot, I don't know exactly what the image is going to be, but if it fits to be on the cover, oh, I'm definitely going to have my body on there, because it's like, I'm here, bitches.
I like it. I like that a lot.
Oh, God. So as y'all, whoever listened to this when this does air, you see that I did not design the cover for season two until later. And like, it's like after February, so y'all will see it when you see it. Love you. But on that note, thank you all so much for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. Just in case no one else told you this today, you are beautiful. You are worthy of happiness and joy. You are enough and then some. You may not live up to the expectations of others, but that is okay. You are only required to walk in your own shoes. May each day you live lead you towards abundance. With that said, love you all and see you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holiloquy podcast, where we step out and speak on sexuality. You can subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcasting app and find us on the web at www.holiloquy.com. That's www.HEAUXLILOQUY.com. Share the podcast with your friends and join the conversation.